Even in hard times, local governments can at least still afford to tell you what to do. And it's been 1 year since San Francisco imposed a mandate of sorts. The city banned plastic bags in grocery stores. So far, that translates into 5 million fewer plastic bags every month. As part of our Trash Talk series this week, on the waste we produce and how we recycle it, David Gorn reports that the ban has also had some unintended consequences.
San Francisco politician Ross Mercurimi didn't know just what a stir he was going to cause. It was a year ago this week when the San Francisco Board of Supervisors passed his bill to eventually ban plastic bags from the city's grocery stores and pharmacies. And now cities across the U.S., including Boston, Portland, and Phoenix, are considering similar bans on plastic bags.
This has been probably one of the most interesting wildfires of common sense, and I'm delighted and proud that San Francisco was the first city in the United States to have kickstarted this.
And not just in the U.S. Mercurimi says Paris and London contacted him and now have passed similar bans. Here in the States, the ban has had a few unintended consequences in the marketplace as well. North of San Francisco in the small town of Oroville, one manufacturer of plastic bags actually got a boost in business. Roplast Industries makes large, thick, reusable plastic bags. They contain more plastic than the flimsy single-use bags. But in the long term, says Roplast President Robert Bateman, it's better for the environment.
This bag will hold 5 or 6 times as much as the standard disposable bag, and it is reusable. It can dramatically change the amount of plastic used.
Of course, those thicker, heavier plastic bags are still plastic. If you don't like that idea, Roplast has another choice, compostable plastic bags. Now, compostable plastic may seem like a contradiction in terms, but Bateman says it makes sense to use plastic that degrades. Critics point out they degrade, but they don't biodegrade. That is, they break down, but they just break down into smaller bits of plastic. Just up the highway in the town of Chico, Andy Keller has another idea. But first, he has to show off the bag monster. He's stepping into a jumpsuit festooned with 500 plastic grocery bags, the number the average consumer accumulates in a year. The bag monster visits schools to make an environmental point.
Yeah, kids can be a little bit scared by the bag monster costume.
It is scary on many levels. Keller's answer to it is the Chico bag, an environmentally friendly nylon fiber carrying bag that folds up into a tiny wallet-sized stuff sack. When the Chico bag is held in the palm of your hand, it looks like a really, really tiny sleeping bag.
I have one on my belt loop here. People carry them in their purse, you know, in their back pocket. People put them in the cup holders or in the glove box of their car, and allows them to have a bag whenever they need it.
Now, California's grocery store industry would like to keep its plastic bags. They're cheaper than paper, and the industry says it wants to offer customers choice: paper, plastic, and reusable bags. The plastics industry has been more aggressive, trying to halt plastic bag bans before they can start. The Bay Area town of Fairfax last week abandoned its bag ban under threat of a lawsuit by the plastic bag industry. Fairfax has about 7,000 residents, and Mayor Marianne Maggiore says there's no way they could handle a lengthy lawsuit.
We were dismayed, but not surprised. I mean, you know, as soon as we mounted it, we thought, well, let's see what happens.
What happened was the plastics industry said it would sue on environmental grounds. Sharon Canise of the American Chemistry Council says that by banning plastic, Fairfax was giving a tacit endorsement to use paper bags, which could hurt the environment.
Bans on plastic bags are not a good environmental choice. Bans aren't the answer. Recycling's the answer.
The town of Fairfax, though, isn't giving up. It's made its ban voluntary. And Mayor Maggiore says that pretty much all the shopkeepers there have stopped handing out plastic bags. And on top of that, advocates in Fairfax plan to take on the plastic bag industry again. They expect to put the issue on the June ballot. For NPR News, I'm David Gorn.
And you can read about other places moving to ban plastic bags at NPR.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.